I know he's got good things to share with us tonight, especially the word of the Lord. So come, Brother Lamas. God bless you tonight.
Thank you, Pastor Glover. Praise the Lord, everyone.
God, praise God. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the movement of your spirit. Thank you for what we feel in the house already tonight, God. Bless your word as we continue this journey that you have had us on in the last 24 plus months, God. Thank you, Lord, for the movement of your spirit, God. Thank you for what we feel. Thank you for your angelic host here tonight. Thank you for your choir tonight, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated in the presence of the Almighty King. Praise God. Thank you, Bishop. So good to feel what I feel in the house. Regardless of what's going on, revival is still happening. Amen. So many wonderful things have happened in the last few weeks since I left Sterling. I mean, it's been fantastic with the Bagwells and Fairbanks, a great revival. The 2 weeks Easter revival with Pastor Sister Colvin, their hospitality, preaching 6 times a week for 2 weeks. Amen. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I taught Sunday school and then did the morning worship. Then we drove 2 hours to preach that afternoon. Came back. We repeated it again the following week. Amen. Flew in through all that Canadian stuff. Wow. I got a paperwork thing this big of stuff I had to go through. But it was great. It was great. It was awesome. And then last night in Palmer, what can you say about Pastor Heron and the Palmer Church? And then drove back, and then here I am today. And it seems like I haven't even preached yet. Amen. Hallelujah. People are getting worried about me. I said, no, you better worry about yourself. Don't worry about me. I'm going to be fine. Amen. It's just what we do. And I know I'm not no Charles Robinette, okay? Amen. We'll continue to pray for them, of course, and for the family, the Adams family, and then for surgeries that are going on in White Horse today. People from CarMax that had some couple of surgeries from Brother Nyman's church. I having surgeries this week and all that. But God's been good. God's been good. Amen. He's good. Revival's happening. Pray for us next week. We had to, man, I was telling Brother Glover, we're kind of losing our train of thought. I got to write all this stuff down. Oh, yeah, North Pole with Pastor Sister Bartlett next week. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's good. We got the Sea Graves coming up in Eagle River. Amen. Hey, let's go. I'm just beginning. But don't worry, I'm bringing something to you tonight that I feel from the Lord that I haven't done. I didn't preach it in White Horse, so don't have to worry about that. I didn't preach it in Palmer last night, but I want to bring it to you folk here tonight. Amen. Amen. And a continuing journey, praise Bishop. God. A continuing journey of what God has taken us through, brought us through, Brother Mike. He just continues to amaze us, through miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. At what he continues to do. And some things happen, and we don't understand why things happen. Amen. And even in our life, in our family, amen. Amen. I know my granddaughter, Rana, they just buried her husband's grandmother this morning. And so, amen, has just strokes and stuff, you know. But we don't understand. We don't understand a lot of things. Amen. But we know God is good. God is good. And I was thinking about all this, and as I was preparing, and I was even working on it between last night and this morning, and I can kind of bring this together, because y'all got to help me tonight. Amen. Got to help me tonight. I have read this a lot of times, but I have never preached from the scriptures here. Amen. And I'm going to talk to you on this subject from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, 2, and 3 as we come along. Amen. But he's going to put it up in the King James, but I'm just going to quickly read it in the Good News Translation. Is that okay? That okay? From Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Amen. I went back to over all my stuff and all that. I don't think, Pastor Glover, that I have ever preached on directly on that. I made mention a lot of times on the scripture because we all know the scriptures. Amen. But help me tonight, Lord Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all that mourn. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. To give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. I want to talk to you on beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. I'm going to try to do some justice to this thing tonight, okay? The Good News translation says this. Amen. In Isaiah 60, 61, the sovereign God has filled me with his spirit. He has chosen me and sent me to bring good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to announce release to captives and freedom to those in prison. And then verse 2 says, he has sent me to proclaim that the time has come when the Lord will save his people and defeat their enemies. We kind of sang about that here tonight. Woo, hallelujah. He has sent me to comfort all those who mourn. And then verse 3, to give to those who mourn in Zion joy and gladness instead of grief, a song of praise instead of sorrow. They will be like trees that the Lord himself has planted. They will all do what is right, and God will be praised for what he has done. Now, in the Amplified, in verse number just 3, it says this: to grant to those who mourn in Zion the following, to give them a turban instead of dust, on their heads a sign of mourning, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment expressive of praise instead of a disheartening spirit, so they will be called the trees of righteousness, strong and magnificent, distinguished for integrity, justice, and right standing with God. The planting of the Lord, and this is what I like, that he may be glorified. Woo! We come to glorify Jesus. We come to uplift his name. Amen. And as we glorify Jesus, as we uplift up his name, we are lifted up. We're in Zion. This by the magnificent, this is Zion. We're in Zion in the end time. Woo! And the Bible speaks, and you know it well, of the Holy Ghost, of the that is being the comforter. Aren't you glad for the Spirit of the Lord? He is our comforter. He is our comforter tonight. And in the scripture text, ladies and gentlemen, it says that God would appoint, or as the New King James says, God will console those who mourn in Zion. And there, ladies and gentlemen, you know this, there is enough God. There is enough God to comfort all who mourn around the world. But his word, everybody say his word. He His word specifically states those in Zion or those in God's house are going to get God's attention. Woo! Brother Thomas, I'm in God's house. And if I'm in God's house, I'm going to get his attention, Brother Mike. There's no one like him, Sister Girl. I'm going to get his attention. Lord, I need you. I need you. I'm going to get your attention. Not only am I going to praise you and worship you here, but when I leave this place, I'm going to continue to rejoice in Zion. I'm going to continue to rejoice in the Lord. I'm going to continue to believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm going to continue to believe. Heard Brother Arnold just the other day, and this is true. Amen. But I'm glad we have this in this church. He was quoting, Lord, and he was at a camp somewhere. And he said, we have lost the ability to believe in the supernatural. We come to our churches, and we don't believe in miracles, signs, and wonders anymore. All we believe is just having and coming to church and fellowshipping, saying hi and bye. We have no fellowship in the church. Ooh, I thought I'd just say that for a commercial break. God's people, watch this. God's people who are in calamity, desolation, crisis situation, mourning, trouble, hard times, difficult circumstances, will surely get his attention. And if there's anybody who I want to have their attention, it's God. I want his eyes upon me. I want his ear tuned into my cry. I want to be underneath. Woo! I want to be underneath the umbrella of his protection. I want to live, as Psalm says, I want to live in the secret place of the Most High and abide under his feathers and under his wings. And the Bible says he will give beauty for ashes. Just bear with me here. Because in Bible times, it was custom for the people of that day to, in great times, they were mourning and in difficulty and lay in ashes. Now, I did a little bit of background work. Lay in ashes. Just think about that. Lay in ashes. You got a problem in your life and you just sit down in a pile of ashes. There is nothing beautiful, ladies and gentlemen, about ashes. Huh? But the scripture says he's going to take your difficult, disgusting, depressing, and horrible situations and give you beauty. He's going to pick you up out of the pile of life and make something beautiful out of you. And the Hebrew word for ashes is E-P-H-E-R. And the Hebrew word for beauty is phir, P-H-E-E-R. Just move the E and you have a new word. And just as quickly as it takes for you to move one letter, God is going to turn your sorrow into joy. He speaks it, and it's already done. I truly believe it. You may feel like sometimes your life is ugly and insignificant right now, but sometimes things that appear ugly just need the right climate to grow. So I did a work on this one word. May we, M-A-G-U-E-Y, may we. It is a species of century plant that is called maywee. I found out that it grows for years with great coarse leaves as thick as two hands put together. It's about 3 inches thick and very long. It puts out sharp thorns and is just as ugly as can be. That's an ugly booger there, Dave. Woo! Maybe it could scare rabbits and rats. And the longer I found out, the longer that it's alive and the more it grows, it just gets uglier all the time. Woo! Jesus, help me. But I come to find out by the time in doing some more work, suddenly it shoots up in just a couple of days. And a great shaft, tall and thick, begins to grow. It decks its spreading head with thousands of flowers and becomes a beautiful plant. And the possibility of all that fragrant beauty was always in that detestable ugliness. Ooh. It is what? It is smothered by daily schedules and repeated grind. And I thought about, okay, well then sometimes, folks, sometimes painful experiences cause beauty to come forth. Okay. Ever been there? I have. And Isaiah said, he gave you beauty for ashes. And God knew you would be burned by life experiences. Anybody been there this year? Anybody was there last year? Anybody there a year before? But he also knew that he could replace that burnt out mess with something beautiful. Woo-hoo. Right. Woo! Woo! So when I thought about that, Brother Mike, my mind came back to that old Sister Glover Bill Gates song. She already knows what I'm going to say. I ain't going to sing it. That I can only see it in the metal style, but it says, something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, Jesus understood. Wow. Woo, I feel chilled here. All I have to offer him is my brokenness and strife. But he made something beautiful out of my life. Woo! So whatever God's hand touched became beautiful. All you need tonight is a touch from the Master's hand. I'm here, God. I need a touch. Touch me. Touch me. Continue to mow me. Continue to work on me. Continue to move upon me. Continue to breathe on me. I got beauty for ashes. Oh, I'm gonna still continue to sing the songs of Zion. Because in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 11, it says, he has made everything beautiful in his time. Huh? Everything. We had people come up in White Horse and in CarMax. Palmer, last night, they were bummed out, messed up. Amen. And by the time that left that place, Bishop, they were singing the songs of Zion. Some of them, headaches went away. Some of them got good reports. Some of them went out and got other people. I mean, there was all, it's just, you know, I should have wrote them all down. But I forgot. But watch this. Watch this. He has made everything beautiful in his time. So when Job was burnt by life, he burnt the devil. Think about that. When Job was burnt by life. See, when we get burnt, we cry in our Dr. Peppers and we whine to the Lord. Mitch hurt me. Mike hit me. Thomas cussed me out. Nathaniel threw a tomato at me. I would have ate it, but I don't like tomatoes. But watch this. I thought about that, Brother Mike. When Job was burnt by life, he burnt the devil because he fell down and praised God. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Daniel, in the lion's den, he prayed and thanked God. Abraham sacrificed his son. I and the lad will go and worship. Hannah, the day she gave Samuel back to God, she said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. Brother Edgar, right here. Paul in prison. Rejoice in the Lord. And if you forget buzzards? No. And if you forget, ladies and gentlemen, he said again, I say, rejoice, 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 rejoice. Don't we get it? Paul saying, rejoice. Life's going to burn you. Rejoice. Things are going to happen. Rejoice. People are going to come up against us. Rejoice. Life is tough. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. When I was going through the Canadian thing, I had to get out this, I don't know what you call it. Brother Coleman helped me fill it out. Whole bunch of stuff. Went in there. I had to read that. They had to scan it. I had to show them my passport. I had to show them this paper. I showed them that paper. I showed them my ID. I showed them my vaccine card. I showed them this, I showed them that. I said, I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. And so I said, Lord, you gotta help me. Because I ain't gonna go through this 4 or 5 times before I get to White Horse. So the next gate, same thing. Where then? Here, man. Jeez. Here's my bed of paper. Oh, then it should be. I forgot my wallet, but it's okay. Here's my vaccine card. Here's my Alaska CAM questionnaire. Boom, 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 boom. And don't forget, before I get there, they already got it all down. They already got it down for even then. I said, okay. So I go. But and I thought about this. Rejoice. Rejoice. Lord, I'm doing anything but rejoice. So I go through customs. I said, man, watch it. Customs going to get you. I said, the devil is a liar. Hey, you know, let me talk to you. I said, you ain't going to make it the White Horse, Mitch. Mitch, you ain't going to make it the White Horse. I said, the devil is a liar. Amen. And I said, honey, go through all this trouble for nothing. Yeah. I said, if I have to jump him, I'm going to go. So I went, and then I went to a saying right here when I got into Vancouver. I didn't know nothing. I said, chick, come here. So she helped me, Sister Glover. Right. Oh, you got to do this, 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 this. I said, I just showed everything 3 times. Well, this is the 4th time. But this time, they could take a picture of you. Haven't they seen enough of my beautiful face? So she said, stand still. And that's another picture. Boom. Now, she said, Canadian border agents went to the airport. I said, this is the last test. Oh, Brother Glover, I am rejoicing. So, young guy, you know, sometimes them young guys are worse than the old cats. Because the young officers, they want to prove, you know, they want to prove themselves. So, there's about 8 of them right there. And I get the youngest one. I'm rejoicing. Yeah, Yeah, I said, well, I got the young. Come here. I got my bag, my preaching bag with me. He said, what you got? So I showed him all this and all that. Where are you going? I said, I'm going to be a speaker at a church in Whitehorse. Oh, okay. I said, how long are you going to be there? You know, 2 weeks. Where are you flying to? I said, I'm Vancouver. I'm going to Whitehorse. And then I'm coming back. I said, okay, let me see all your papers again. And he said, let me see your traveling paper. Nobody else has seen it, but he asked for it. So as I was digging around, I said, I'm rejoicing. Lord, this cat is getting, I'm pissing a nut up on him. He'll send me back across this border. So as I'm fumbling to get my ticket, itinerary to Whitehorse, he says, don't worry about it. Put everything up. You can pass by. Safer? Okay, but I was getting frustrated, but I was rejoicing. That's a miracle. He's, the main thing that he, everybody wanted to see is the Western border when that officer, that's the last cat that you got to pass through, and then you're in, you know, you're home free right there. He said, you're a speaker? I said, yes, sir. I said, let me give you my, nah, he said, don't worry about it. Bye. Save him. Woo! Caramba! Woo! So I had to say rejoice a whole lot of times. I rejoice. Thank you for favor, God. Thank you for favor. Thank you for favor. Amen. And coming back, okay. I was rejoicing. And here I go through the whole rigmarole. And they said, this time, you got to be tested. But Brother Coleman had already sent my information down and had my appointment. I said, no, if you get back to the U.S., you got to be tested. I said, Lord, I'm rejoicing. If you don't, you got to stay here 14 days. Whew. Wow. So, lady took, hey, how you doing? Another, a young girl. I said, hey, hallelujah. How you doing? I said, be careful because I got weak tissues. And most of you don't know that my nose bleeds. Amen. And so she said, okay. One, okay, you're through. Favor. Hey, she didn't go, yeah. She went like, okay, bye. 30, I said, my email don't work here. I said, I need a receipt because I need to show another thing. I'm going to add this to the pile of list. I got to show that at the gate. Okay, I'll have it out in about 30 to 40 minutes. You have a receipt, positive or negative. About 35 minutes, she comes out, smiles. Mr. Lamas, you're good to go. Hey! Come on, rejoice! Oh, come on, the oil of joyful morning. Amen. And then when I went to the U.S. Customs, amen, and I saw the sign over there, welcome to the USA. I said, that's where I want to go. Where I want to go. And so I got a lady. She said, oh. And you know, I said, I'm going back to Alaska, my other home. Oh, she said, oh, you're from Texas. I said, when are you going? I said, oh, ain't no telling when I'm going to Texas. I said, I never know. She said, okay, bye. Come on now. Come on. All that trouble was worth it all, Bishop. All that trouble was worth it all. Come on now. The oil of joy is the Holy Ghost. Life is like a well of living water. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Woo! Even in hard times, I know this is a crisis and this is the situation right now. Even in times like this, ladies and gentlemen, rejoice. Joy. Joy. Not happy, no, but joy. During this series of meetings, the last 2-3 weeks, we have gone to the Lord in prayer. And we have prayed for different families, individuals. And when I was praying, the spirit of heaviness came upon me. And I said, what does the spirit of heaviness include? So here it is. Heaviness, inner hurts, depression, despair, dejection, hopelessness, brokenhearted, suicidal tendencies, self-pity, excessive mourning, insomnia, sorrow, or grief, and the root of the spirit of heaviness can at times, not all the time, at times come from a lack of praise, bitterness, being unfaithful, and the spirit of heaviness will attempt to steal your joy. Psalm 69 and 20 says, reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I look for some to take pity, but there were none, and for comforters, but I found none. The devil tonight wants you to feel sorry for yourself. He wants you to feel alone and depressed, but don't let him lead you down that pathway. For the Bible says in Romans 8, 28, you know it, we know that all things work together good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Listen else to what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 7, real quick. But now thus saith the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you're mine. Brother Mitch, that's good news, baby. When you pass through the waters, standing Pentecost, the church like we are now, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame should not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Sebastian in exchange for you, because you are precious in my eyes and honor, and I love you. I give man in return for you. Watch this. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withstand. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name. Oh, woo! Who we call? Oh, I created for my glory, who I formed and made. So this is, I said, okay, Lord, a God that is concerned about us and he cares for us. When King Saul was affected by depression, he called David what? To play and sing songs. And that great scripture in Isaiah 59 and 19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. I've told you here before, and I'll say it again. Almost in every service, back in Irvington, back in Houston, we always used to sing the song, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord should be praised. Pastor and Sister Edie love that song. Amen. And another song we always sing is, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we questioned the bishop. I said, Bishop, why are we singing all those songs all the time and all that? He said, because you never know in any given moment, especially, and you know, at the size of our church, and even I could say this, Sterling Pentecostal Church, he said, because the size of our church back then was 1,800, okay, back then. And it's no different here. He said, because at any time, at any moment, we have people from all walks of life that walk into our doors. And you never know who's hurting. You never know who needs a word. You never know who needs uplifting. You never know who needs comfort. Yeah. So that's why we feel the Holy Spirit. That's why we sing those songs on a consistent basis. It might not always be for everybody every time they come to the house of God. But I guarantee you, there's somebody in every service that needs these two songs. Because life is life. Oh, man, I got to close this thing. So when the devil says to be afraid, remind him. I said, no, God said, he's my peace. When he says you're defeated, he says, no, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We, all of us in this place tonight at some point, are going to face adversity. And we need to bind the spirit of heaviness. And I say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of heaviness tonight. Woo! And according to Matthew 18 and 8, I recognize that you have taken advantage of me. Now I resist you in Jesus' name. James 4 and 7, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Go in the name of Jesus and don't bother coming back. We also need to loose here in just a few moments. We need to loose the Holy Ghost, oil of joy. And we need to loose the word praise. And I thought about that in my meditation and prayer. Praise, okay. We've heard it a million, billion, trillion times. Praise. Okay. There's another thing that Bishop did for us a long time ago after we sang those songs. Everybody lift up their hands. I said, oh, okay. I understand. Because whatever my body's going through, Brother Mike, whatever I'm going through, whatever the situation, minister or no minister, you know, I find out, ladies and gentlemen, that praise silences the devil. I know that's a simplistic, but if you'll catch it, that's a very profound statement. Praise, Sister Walker, silences the devil. Even though I'm going crazy in my body, brother, even if I'm crazy, whatever I'm facing, praise, Sister Rebecca, praise silences the devil. He'll give me oil for my morning. He'll give me gladness, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaven. Rejoice again. Yeah, cry, weep, grieve again. I say rejoice, 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 rejoice. We're heading home here 5 minutes. Because Psalm 8, 1 and 2 says, oh Lord, our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set, but this is crazy. You have set your glory above the heavens. Man, get that in your gizzard. Out of the mouth of babes and infants. Anybody ever read that scripture? You have established strength because of your foes to steal the enemy and the avenger. That you might steal, that you might make the devil shut up. So praise is a garment of the spirit. We put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We must literally clothe ourselves in praise. We must put it on. Every morning we decide what to wear, right? The same way we decide to put on the garment of praise. Because the garment of praise is to leave no openings or holes which hostile spirits can penetrate. Think about that. When you are under heaviness, then you put on praise. When you are depressed, you put on praise. When you are in despair, you put in praise. When you are dejected, then you put on praise. When you have inner hurts, then you put on praise. When you are hopeless, then you put on praise. When you're brokenhearted, you put on praise. It's the matter of our will. Our will aligning to God's will. Yes, I heard. Yes, I got a question. Yes, but I'm aligning my will to your will for the garment of praise. For the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. Because I believe as we close tonight, as we stand, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to make a statement you might have heard, but I truly believe with all of my heart, Brother Mitch, I truly believe, amen. And the Lord told me to approach this service differently than in times past because of situations that have happened. And so I've obeyed the Lord. Okay. And you give me the freedom tonight. Amen. But I'm about to make a statement. It's cliche, but I honestly believe it, Brother Glow. I honestly believe this. Right now, at this moment, praise will prepare us for the miraculous. Praise will prepare us for miracles. Come on. Because when you put on the garment of praise, the Hebrew word is tehillah, to sing praise. Psalm 22:3, God inhabits the praise of his people. God manifests himself in the midst of exuberant singing like we had tonight. Psalm 34:1. I will bless. This is hard right now, but I'm going to say it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. If it's in my mouth, I'm going to shout it on the mountaintop. I'm going to shout it on the mountain. I'm going to shout it so the enemy can hear. I'm going to shout it so my haters can hear. I'm going to shout it so the enemy can hear. I'm going to shout it in the midst of my crisis, in the midst of my circumstances. I'm going to shout it. I will bless the Lord at all times. Feel a spirit of praise here tonight. I'm excited right now. We're just going to have a little praise party. I am excited right now because tonight my access into the supernatural, my access of what I want from the Lord, regardless of my condition right now, as I praise him by the mic, he's going to come. Because your need is different than mine, son. Right? Sister Megan, yours is different than mine. Brother, Sister Perkins, yours is different than mine. Sister Sharon, you're different than mine. Sister Denny, my boy, yours is different than mine. But one thing I've learned, and especially I've learned here at Sunday Pentecostal Church, that nobody, and we've seen it, service after service, and I've seen it online when I have the ability to watch y'all online as I'm traveling. Brother Bia, I've seen it. Ain't nobody scared in this church to step out and praise. Ain't nobody scared, Brother Glover. You don't stop them, you ain't got to say, usher him out. Oh, no. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. Ain't nobody scared to step out and say, my miracles and my praise. Amen. Ain't nobody stop me. Yeah. She came with it. Come on up here, girl. Are we ready? Let's see what the Lord's going to do.